Hey, 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 welcome back. So in today's video, we're going to be talking about the heart behind Fortify and Flourish. Can't wait to share that with you in just a moment. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Fortify and Flourish, where we discuss the best ways to fortify your mind so that you can experience a flourishing life. I'm your host, Tami Shambade, and today's topic is going to be pretty interesting. I want to give you a bit of a behind the scenes regarding the heart of Fortify and Flourish. So let's rewind a little bit. If you've been following me for a while, if you've been rocking with me for a while, you know that I have another podcast, Ask Tami Live, where we discuss the best ways to establish your business, protect your name, and keep your profits, right? And we've been doing that for years. We've had it, the YouTube videos and the podcast actually for a while. And as an extension of talking to entrepreneurs and experiencing life as an entrepreneur, I realized that, you know, in terms of the work that I was doing there, that there was more to it than just the legal side. Now, I am a stickler for wanting people to be educated about the law and their rights. I think that that is a an important element of human rights, honestly, and making sure that there's more equity in the world that we live in. So I'm very passionate about that. But the other reality is that as people are journeying through entrepreneurship, there's more to it. And so I have conversations with my family on a regular about these types of things. And my siblings have been like, yo, sis, we need you to talk more about some of these other things that impact life. So I have those conversations just as a part of my life, just ongoing, you know, about life, about entrepreneurship, about your spirit, about your business, about all those things. And then the other element is, again, me as an entrepreneur and me trying to make sure that I communicate why these things are so important. And so a couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation with my younger brother, and I was talking to him about wanting to better articulate the importance of getting things in order, essentially the legal side of fortifying things, fortifying your business. And he gave me an amazing, he helped me articulate what was in my heart in a way that was so powerful. And so, you know, I'm always talking about how, again, you do these things so that you can scale with ease. You establish your business, protect your name, and keep your profits so that you can scale your business with ease. And he started to talk to me about essentially what that looked like from another perspective. And he said, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship and it comes to people, you know, doing business and living life, the things that we bring together, the gifts, the ideas, the businesses that kind of help people in life, that seed that people have. And everybody has a different kind of seed. Everybody has seed that they've been given, right? And he's like, and here's the thing, when you have seed, at the end of the day, you want it to grow. You want whatever that plant is, whatever that beautiful thing is, that idea, you want to see it flourish. You want to see it become the best that it can be, the biggest that it can be. You want to see it have life. And he said, now, when you think about it, one of the most important elements behind having something grow is the soil. And making sure that the soil that one is using is prepared. And he's like, the work that you do prepares the soil. And I was like, exactly. That's right. That's what it is. And the way he articulated it, I was like, oh my goodness, you're exactly right. That's what I want people to understand. I want them to understand that we have to fortify the environment for our businesses to grow. But I want to take it a step further. And we're, you know, we're people of faith. I'm a person of faith, a God girl. And so when he was talking to me, he was using the parable of the sowing and reaping. There's a parable, a story in scriptures where there is a farmer who's been given seed and he puts the seed in the ground. But the thing that makes the difference as to how it grows is, again, the soil, how well it's been prepared, whether there are tears in it, whether there are weeds growing in there, whether it falls on rocky soil, all these different things impact it. And it impacts our business, right? The historical elements of our businesses, our ability to have cash flow, our ability to make sure we have the right governing documents, all of these things impact it. But you know what else impacts your ability to live a flourishing life and enjoy a flourishing business? It's whether you have fortified your mind, right? And so I think the heart behind this particular podcast, this extension of the work, is ensuring that we're talking about the things that help us fortify our minds and our spirits so that we can experience flourishing lives. And here's the thing about experiencing a flourishing life. It's not just about your circumstances. Oftentimes, when we talk about how we can live flourishing lives, we're thinking about how can I get this? How can I get that? I want that bigger house. I want that bigger car. I want all these things. And let me tell you, I am not one to say don't want those things because I want them too. But what I am here to also add to is that there are certain things that are more than that. Now, I have had the privilege of speaking with millionaires, and I've had the privilege of speaking with people who are not as high as millionaires, you know? I've had to speak with the spectrum, and I've seen people in different areas. Again, I was an educator before I was an attorney, so I've seen lots of different areas of life and the way people choose to live their lives. And I can tell you that I've seen people who live flourishing lives, and the thing that they have in their heart and their spirits is peace. And peace is not a reflection of just your circumstances. I've seen individuals go through things. I've lived through things and have experienced peace in the midst of the storm, right? And if you want to experience a flourishing life, whether that be in your business or your profession or in your relationships, there comes a place where you have to make a decision about the soil of your mind and your heart. And there are specific things and perspectives and viewpoints that serve us in terms of fortifying those elements of our being so that we are rightly prepared for the ability to flourish. Essentially, the fortification of our minds and our spirits and even our businesses produce soil with which we have the capacity to flourish. Now, this doesn't mean we're forgetting the water and we're forgetting the sun and we're forgetting all the other things that impact the way we live and the way we run our businesses. No, not at all. But what it is saying is that we have to get to a point where we prioritize, right, how we're doing on the inside so that we have the clarity and the fortitude in order to have the capacity to flourish, right? If you want to be an innovative person, we've got to figure out what we must do in order to have minds that have the capacity for innovation. Innovation can't happen in the place of pressure. I shouldn't say it like that. Innovation doesn't happen with pressure alone. Right? If the main focus is the thing that's of magnitude, of great view, you know, the thing that's the biggest is the pressure, it's going to be really, really difficult for other things to kind of be produced. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but it's hard. So we want to, again, make sure that we're tilling the soil, right? We're tilling the soil of our minds, tilling the soils of our hearts, tilling the soils of our spirits, and thinking about the best ways to position ourselves for the capacity to flourish, so that as things occur, we can withstand it. I think about a couple of things when I think about this. The first thing that I think about is when we think of the idea to flourish, right? We think about plants oftentimes. I think about plants. I think about lush, green, beautiful plants. But in thinking about the lush, green, beautiful plants, I recognize that doesn't mean that plant doesn't experience like rain. Doesn't mean that plant doesn't experience dry seasons. It means that in those seasons, it's still rich. It's still growing. That's what flourishing is. I also think about a lot of different scriptures, and I think about a couple in particular. I think about one that talks about how people go through, it's like, blessed are the people whose hope is the Lord, or their strength is the Lord. And it says they go through the valley of Baca and they make it springs. They make it a well. So they're going through these seasons, they're going through these valleys, but they make them flourishing, right? There are lots of other scriptures that you'll see that talk about like this idea of flourishing, about like fruit and about this beautiful lushness that can be experienced. But this is never in the vacuum of not experiencing circumstances and hard trials in life. And if, let's take it back to business, you know, we talk about life, but we also talk about business. I promise you, entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. I tell people, if your only goal is to make money, there are easier ways to make money than entrepreneurship. Please go and invest. Like, go and invest. Don't do entrepreneurship. Get good investment. Stick with that. You can make money without the struggle that comes with entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship, whether it be for a small business or a startup, really must involve you desiring to solve a problem and to make a difference. And you have to build capacity within your mind and your spirit for the challenges that are to come. For the challenges of deciding, how am I going to make sure my entire workforce is able to still take money home so that they can pay their bills, because they're relying on us having business in order for them to survive. Right? Like, that's some of the stuff that comes with entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is, how do I continuously meet the needs of the people around me? Entrepreneurship is, how can I continually innovate, right? In the midst of technology doing so many things, how do I still remain relevant? You have to have capacity to think about those things and to address them. And so those are some of the big ideas that are behind the Fortify and Flourish podcast. Again, we want to fortify our minds so that we can experience flourishing lives. I am so excited about this journey and this opportunity to share these truths and these experiences with you. Please understand that when I come here and I share some of these ideas, it's not because I've got it all figured out. We are on this journey together. But I believe, I strongly have a conviction that we can make it and we can figure it out and we can experience flourishing lives. I believe that it's within our grasp, it's within our capacity. And it's just our privilege of exploring and expanding that capacity to experience it to the greatest extent possible. So that's a little bit for today. We have a few more of these coming up. It's been so cool rocking with you all with Fortify and Flourish and having these other conversations, you know. Please let me know what you would like us to talk about. I have a few more ideas coming up. I know some folks have asked about my journey, so I'll share with you kind of how I got into this particular realm in terms of business law and just a little bit about my story. But I want to hear from you too. So as we wrap this one up, let's continue the conversation in the chat section or in the comments. I want you to share with me, what does a flourishing life look like for you? And what does a flourishing business look like for you? What are the things that are part of your vision when we start speaking about flourishing in this capacity? All right. That's all I have for you today. I am so excited that you decided to join us today. And till next time, have an amazing flourishing week. Bye.